Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to remind all of our friends in the Missouri area that we have a few days left of our Midwest tour. We're going through different cities ministering the gospel of grace. This is the 20th of November, so we have a couple of dates in Springfield, Missouri tonight and tomorrow night, and then we'll be in Leesburg, Missouri on Sunday the 22nd. So love to have any of you come and be a part of our services over the next several days. You can find more information at our website or at our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries. A few years ago, Hollywood put out a big budget film that told the story of 300 Spartans that defended their homeland at a little bottleneck place called Thermopylae in about 480 BC. History has mingled with legend, as it always does, and it has these 300 warriors holding off the entire Persian army for an entire day. And it eventually, they lost all but one man who, of course, lived to tell the tale. Now, supposedly, they killed thousands of Persians, and though they did not defeat the entire army, they put enough fear into the invaders to cause them to reconsider a full-scale invasion. Now, we don't know really how much truth is wrapped up in that legend, but the number of Spartans and the story of their bravery in the face of overwhelming odds really could have come straight from the pages of the Bible, because the book of Judges tells us the story of Gideon, a man chosen by God to lead the nation of Israel out from under the hand of the Midianites. When Gideon announces his plan, he receives 32,000 men who show up ready to fight and take the battlefield. And Gideon invokes an obscure passage from Deuteronomy chapter 20, which allows any man who's afraid to go home, lest his fear rub off on their fellow soldiers. And much to the dismay of Gideon, 22,000 men take him up on the offer. Well, if you look at it, now you know what you have. You have 10,000 soldiers, none of which are afraid. They're full of courage. But God sees the 10,000 and still thinks it's too many. In Judges 7:2, God says, "Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me and say, 'My own hand has saved me.'" And this prompts one of the most bizarre selection processes in military history. Gideon lines his 10,000 men up at the riverbank and tells them to drink, and he keeps only the men who lap water from their hands. And the number of those who keep their heads up, aware of their surroundings, drinking water from their hands, was only about 300, and this constituted the deliverance army of God. Well, there's a lesson to be learned, as there is in every scripture, not only from the number, but from how God came to the number. You see, in the battlefield of the Lord, there's no time to take your eyes off of Jesus. If you are face down at the river, you're only going to see your own reflection. And Christianity is more than how you look and how you act. It's seeing Jesus. Luke said, "Lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh." Well, in paring down the army to 300, God has provided himself with the choice warriors. These are the ones who, A, have no fear, but B, they keep their eyes focused on the prize. And we need to consider Gideon not as a failed leader, as the church would look at him today. I mean, he took a congregation of 32,000 and he parried it down to 300 in a matter of hours. God doesn't use the same system of numbering and accounting that we do. You see, there's not always success in great numbers. There's certainly nothing wrong with a large crowd. Jesus drew a lot of large crowds. There's no holiness or righteousness in that number, though. If the circle seems to be small, don't be dismayed. Perhaps you're in the 300. So while the church world forsakes the precious message of grace, and they have for the most part, keep your eyes leveled on the finished work of Jesus. Know that though the battle is large, it belongs to the Lord. And maybe the reason that there are 300 instead of 32,000 is there are only 300 who will let a miracle win the battle instead of themselves. However it might be, I encourage you to be the saint that lets Jesus win the battle and you get the victory. Sounds good to me. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.